You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Raw, honest, intimate. Hot Seat is that and more, as Immelt recounts what it's like to be a leader in times of crisis. Buy your copy of Hot Seat today, wherever books are sold.
Here's what you should know. The pandemic has prompted cities to rethink parking spots. San Francisco, home to 275,000 on-street parking spaces, has issued free permits allowing businesses to set up shop in at least 1,100 parking spots. Across the bay, Oakland received international renown for a slow streets program, which banned most cars for 74 miles of road, with the goal of giving residents more space to socially distance. Boston launched a $200,000 ramp program, helping businesses that are taking advantage of its new curbside dining programs to remain accessible. Now that the initial pandemic panic has passed, cities are left with a pressing question. If streets aren't private vehicle storage, what and who are they for? Climate change activists are using TikTok to educate their followers. The hashtag for climate has over 533 million views. The idea that a bunch of TikTok users can change the world, while seemingly preposterous, is actually pretty accurate. In June 2020, a group of TikTok creators encouraged their fans to register for a rally for former President Trump and then not show. Over a million tickets were requested, less than 7,000 people attended. When George Floyd's murder sparked public outrage, TikTok creators flooded the platform with hashtag Black Lives Matter content. In this moment of misinformation, perhaps what's most powerful about these eco-creators on TikTok is that their viewers trust them. Rather than a scientist or academic explaining climate change in a way that's overly complicated and laced with jargon and hedging, watching these stories on TikTok is like having a friend tell you what's happening and why you want to be concerned. And a scared mom with a genetic curse goes on a quest to fix her embryos. Wired follows the story of Danielle Messer, who carried a mitochondrial mutation that left her son severely disabled. Before even daring another pregnancy, she tracked down an egg specialist. Many bioethicists have condemned editing eggs or embryos, religious groups have denounced it, and U.S. government regulators refuse even to consider allowing it. Messer's journey to fix her embryos spanned years, and while she realized she likely aged out of any potential clinical mitochondrial replacement therapy trial, she did not age out of childbearing. Wired looks at the happy twist in this improbable cautionary tale about tinkering with the human germline. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.